Well, welcome everybody this morning. There's a few coming in here through the door yet. Beside John 3:16, Romans 6:23 is probably one of the most familiar Bible verses we know. The first part says, "For the wages of sin are death." This week in my travels, actually maybe in the past couple weeks, my routine transportation takes me past a church sign, and the sign reads, "The wages of sin have never been reduced." That triggered my devotional this morning. I was thinking about that different every time I drove past that. It made me think a little bit. And like most of my devotions go, it consists of somewhat of a story. Ed and Jim Patsky were at a Christian meeting in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. Neither of them were very familiar with the area, so when the meeting was over, it was pretty late at night, and as they were attempting to find interstate, they got lost, physically lost. As they drove around, they became in the section of town, it became more deserted, dark. They started down a one-way street, pretty rough-looking section of town. Late at night, after midnight, and he saw five men, five tough-looking, rough-looking guys huddled together. Jim, growing up Ed growing up as a country boy, decided he's going to pull the car over, get out, and go talk to these men. Jim, on the other hand, stayed down in the car seat, didn't think it was worth the risk. Part we don't want to forget here is both men had just left the Christian seminar. Ed walked up to the five men, and he noticed the one man with a Bible in his hand talking to these four buddies. Ed went on to find out that the one man had just got out of prison. And in prison, he became a Christian, and he was attempting to lead his four buddies to Christ. And when Ed introduced himself, and Ed introduced he was a Christian, the man asked for his help, if he could, help him out. So, to make a long story short, while Jim sat in the car fearing for his safety, Ed, with the help of this newfound Christian, led the other four men to Christ on a deserted, dark street in the middle of on the outskirts of Minneapolis. So we asked a question this morning. Both men and Christians? Yes. And I thought back to that as I went to that road sign again this past week. For the wages of sin have never been reduced. But I can't finish out without finishing out the rest of that verse this morning. For the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let's pray. God, we just thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your gift of life, God, that we don't have to, die in sin. Despite being born that way, despite, through Adam we've all, we're born with the condemnation of death, but we can experience eternal life through you. God, we just thank you for the day again. God, we're going to lift this Sunday school time to you. Lift each teacher up. God, we want to pray you'll be with the group, the singing group later on, and bless them as they minister us through song. And God, we just want to bless the day and bless the week to you too, Father. We realize that there is a payment for sin. And it's our responsibility to see that people don't experience that payment. God, just again, thank you for life, and thank you for health again this morning. We just want to pray us in your name. Amen.